Shalom Aleichem, sweet as friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshi B'Tzion from Matan Ben Dvora in Golan Ben Gavriela. Rabbi Maras Yichiel, Nishmas Marasat Sebastian Maratan, Rabbi Maratan Chad Mer Zeb, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas Ben Yaakov Tzvi, Rabbi Alexander Shmer Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim with Abzayin Arad Aleph tells us that if a person is a Kaddish and Isha from 6 hours and on in Erev Pesach, even B'chur Teikur Din Yasa, you're not choshish for the Kiddusha. Even if he does so with wheat from the mountains, which is particularly hard, and therefore it's not necessarily going to ferment even if water falls on it, but if water does fall on it, you are, since it is possible, not necessarily going to ferment, not necessarily going to become chametz, but since it's possible that it became chametz, so ein choshishim l'kedushin. There's no chash kedushin. What do you mean there's no chash kedushin? I mean, maybe she's really mikudeshes. The rabbis can say whatever they want, but kaddish mishe shows that's usher bahana. But still, maybe it's kedushin d'oraisa. D'oraisa, she's allowed to be nana from this chametz. It's not necessarily chametz, but even if it is chametz, she's still allowed to be nanas. So what do you mean ein choshim l'kedushin? So Rashi tells us that this wheat grows on Mount Ararat. It's very hard wheat, so it's not necessarily going to leaven. So maybe it's not chametz. And even if the water does fall on it, it's not necessarily what water is going to fall on it. And if water does fall on it, it's not necessarily going to become chametz. And it's only shalas derabanan. It's only a time of shalas derabanan. Nevertheless, you're not choshish for the kedushin. If water falls on them, Rashi says. And even though the Yisr of Hanas Chometz, the Rabbanan comes, and is Mafkia Kedushay Torah. Wait a second, maybe Medin Torah, this is a valid Kedushin? And you're telling me that the Yisr of Hanas Chometz, the Rabbanan is Mafkia that Din Kedushay Torah? And your Matu, this Eish is Eish to the world? How could it be? Maybe Midoraisa, she's really married, because maybe the Chometz was Taka. Only maybe, definitely. Midoraisa, the Chometz is Mutter. Even if it's chametz, might even not be chametz. But even if it is chametz, only the 6 hour. So midoraisa, but she's married. So how you matu the seishes ish to the world? Answers Rashi. We saw matatzinu kamaduchte. We say in numerous places. Called makadishai derabanan makadish refka based in hefker v'mifkir m'maynai. If you're makadish and makadish al das rabbanan, called makadish yadai to derabanan makadish, and hefker based in hefker. Yomakadish Adas Rabban, and they were mafkir the mammon. They were mafkir this mammon, so don't worry about Kiddushay Torah. Ad kan midibay Rashi. This Rashi was the subject of a tremendous amount of discussion over the ages. And the basic kasha is, why does Rashi have to come out to Hefker based in Hefker? Why don't we just say it's Asr Bahana Durabbanan? Yud Makadish, the woman with Dover Asr Bahana Durabbanan. She can't be Nana, so he didn't give her anything. And Takan the Shilta Giborim, Shesviv Harif Kedushin Sof Perak Beis and Vav Amud Beis, he writes, if you're Mekadosh B'Sura and Animal Kedushas, even B'Chametz B'Shei Shalos, referring to our Gemara, that's also Midivrei Sofrim, she's not Mekudeshes because it's Aser Bahana. You don't have to come on to Hefker based in Hefker. It's not a Shava Pruta. It's not a Shava Pruta, so then Memelech is not Mekudeshes. As Lama Rashi Tzich Lagia Po, the Hefker based in Hefker, Kishapashut Asur Bahana. So maybe you can say, like the Menchas Chinuch says, in the Koyim Mincha Mitzvah Islamid Beis, that if a person's Nichshol B'Shogeg, there's no Lifnei Lo Sitei Nichshol, and if so, if she doesn't know that it's Aser B'Hanam B'Durabbanan, says no Lifnei Iver, she doesn't know it's B'Makadish or B'Isser Hanah, and Memela, she's allowed to be Nana. There's no Isser Hanah here. If she doesn't know about it, there's no Isser Hanah. In Memela, we have to come on to Hefker based in Hefker. Or it's not true. Because if so, why did Rashi say Hefker based in Hefker, Dafka is Makadish with an Isser Hanah Darabana? Even if he's Makadish with an Isser Hanah Daraisa, we also have to come on to Hefker based in Hefker. Because if not, he can be Makadish with an Isser Hanah Daraisa, where she doesn't know, and where the Nichshal is a Shogeg, there's no Isser Hanah. There's no Lifnei Iver and there's no Isser Hanah. So he did give her something, even if it's Doraisa. So why does Rashi have to say it's the Rabbanan? And also, not only Pasha, what the Minchas Chinuch says. And that is because we see in Yuma 86b that Michshol means Shogeg. Also, Kesef Mishnah, Kalayim 10:32. That here we see if a person is Malbish's friend Kalayim, Kshatnis, and the Levish is shown, is there is Lefneiver. Makin and Kiddushin 39a, if you're Gorim Chilchaber or Isser Shein or Makir Boy, you're over in Lefneiver. So we still have a Kasha. Why did Rashi have to come on and say the Makadish of Serena Durabana and Magudesh and Hefker based in Hefker? Why don't we just say that it's Asid Behana Kopanam Durabanan? And Mamela, she's not allowed to be Nana. He didn't give her anything. He didn't give her anything. So to say this Yisrael of Minchas Chinuch is very questionable because Minchas, as other people argue, earlier sources, like this Kesef Mishnah, where the Nichshel is Shogeg, there is Lefneiver. So there is Lefneiver over here. So why does Rashi have to come on to Hefker Beis and Hefker? Just say it's us the Rabban. So it says Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nosson Zetzal that the Nesivis writes, a famous Nesivis, Reish Lamed Daled, that if you're over in Isser Rabbana b'Shogeg, you don't need Kaparis, so writes the Chasam Sofer. Because by Shogeg, there's no Isser, the Lekka Isser Klal b'Isser b'Rabbana. The Rabbana is only b'Meis. The Rabbana, the word is, you're going against with the rabbis. You have Kavanah to rebel against the rabbis. But if you're Shogeg, you don't have Kavanah to rebel against the rabbis. So Mele Kum Tois, that you're B'Seder. You don't need Kapara. This Rabbanan b'Shogeg and Sarah Kapar. This Nesivus was subject to a lot of debate also over the ages. So that's why Rashi had to come and say that Eino Mekudesh is Al Tefker based in Hefker. And not because of the Isser, because we're only dealing with the Rabbanan. And if she's b'Shogeg, by Shogeg, by an Isser Rabbanan, you don't need Kapara. You don't want to rebel against the rabbi. She has no kavanah to rebel against the rabbi. She doesn't know that this is chametz. So Mil is no Isser. And you have to say that Hefker based in Hefker. However, Rashi says Hefker based in Hefker. What about the Ran and Kedushin? 56b. Hamakadish v'dmei or la mekudeshes. Lo asru d'mei mele machlifem lechein mekudeshes. So if you have the money that was used, you sold Orla, you took the money. This money is Asir B'Hanah for you, but you Makadish a girl with it. So this girl is Mekudeshes. Why is that? Even though for the husband it's Asir B'Hanah, but she's Mekudeshes because she's Nenes Machmas Habal. Based on this, the Kesef Mishnah writes, famous Kesef Mishnah, Isha's 5:1, that a Makadish Isha Choyla Sheish Basakana B'Suhana Mekudeshes. If you're Makadish, a not well woman, who is so not well, she's in danger, with an Isser Hana, she's Mekudeshes. You know, the husband didn't give her anything. Because it's not his money. So Isser Hana, it's not his. Isser Hana, we see in many sources, is not yours, no bailus. So he's not giving something of his. But she's Mekudeshes because she got Hana because of him. Hana balo machamaso shalabal. Hana came about because of the husband. So you're right, the husband's Asir. But she's Nene's out to the husband. If so, Gambini don't need done, even though Hefker Beis and Hefker there are Mafker the moment of the Baal. The woman doesn't know it's Chametz. She's allowed to be Nana from the Chametz as Darabanan. Shog Darabanan and Tzarech Kapara. So, husband Mekadish or Bisser Hana Darabanan. And even though he's not giving her anything, because for him it's Aser, and Hefker Beis and Hefker, but she's Nanis. She's Nanis Mechamaso Shalabal. Let her be Mekudesh, let her be Mekudeshes. So she's Nene's Me'abah. So they were mafka, the husband's money. You're right, they were mafkir, the husband's money. But now she's nenes machmas habal. She's now enjoying the money because of the husband. So let her be mekudeshes. Just like we find by the Dmei Orla. He's not allowed to be nene, but she is. So she's mekudeshes. So here also. She's allowed to be nene, so let her be mekudeshes. She's nenes. And her anah is coming because of the husband. So she'll be married to him. So I think that the simple answer is that when it comes to chametz, if Beis Din was mafkir, so it's not her chametz. So the fact that she's nenes because of the baal, it's only if it belongs to her. But if a bechal doesn't belong to her, it's mutal b'rishus harabim. So that's not called she's nannies because of the baal. It's not the husband's money. It's not her money. So it's like the husband gives her someone else's money and she can't use it. It's not his money. It's not her money. So even if she gets hana from the money, that's not kedushin. I can't take my friend's money without his permission. It's not mine. It's still his. And then I give it to the girl. She's not allowed to be nenes. Let's say there's no yeish. She's not allowed to be nenes. And she is nenes. But she didn't receive anything. That belongs to her. But the Tmei Orla belongs to her. I'll call upon him the... That's just a likanasi machem b'dvar. There is a lot more to say, and I'm hoping b'li neder she'anachu namshich basugiya ve'namikba be'ezrat Hashem nira'niflaot mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'li neder namshich.